Passed many times, a famous vart, many people know it, B'Shem the Bardichim, or a Kedushas Levi, Parshas Bo, it's already bought by Rav Tzedek HaKohen in several places, as well as B'Shem the Gro, it's in the Sefer Derech Ovis by the Rav Meir, the grandson of Rav Avram Achia Gro, it's bought in the name of Rav Avram Achia Gro as well. And we know that when it comes to Pesach and Chag HaMatzos, we find that we refer to the Yontav as Chag HaPesach. Even though, if you take a look at the Psukim, it's clearly indicative that Hashem Yisbach doesn't call it Chag HaPesach. And rather, Hashem says it's called Chag HaMatzos. It's Chag HaMatzos Tishmor. A famous question that the Grover of Tzodik, by Dichver, they all deal with. Why the discrepancy? To which Kamat they all respond that it's based on the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yeshaya Memtes Yisrael HaShebachol Espayer. Hashem Yisbach says, I'm going to be glorified through you. And Klai Yisrael always instead turns the spotlight on the Eibishter. But Meila, our focus is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, no, I don't focus on my role in the specific Geula on hand. Rather, it's the role that Klai Yisrael played. And thus, I'm going to be Meshabeach. I'm going to extol the milus of Klai Yisrael that I told them to leave in haste. Bechipos and Yotzim Mitzrayim and Bechinav Zriz and Magdimen. And they didn't even wait for the bread to rise. Hence, the Eibishter says, in my mind, from my perspective, I'll look at the Gevaldige Maila Miyuchedes of Klai Yisrael. It's going to be called Chag HaMatzos. Klai Yisrael instead says, no, it's not about us. Fakir, we were holding a Memtah Shere Tuma. I was a Vardov. We didn't have the requisite Esarusa Dele Tosa that typically would be Ma'ara, the reciprocal. Is Sarusa Delayla the Yesorus Minishamayim, and then Hashem typically demands Shashirim Rabbah and Hey Gimel Pisali Pesha Shamachav and Yevdelachem Pisal Shalulam. Hashem says, I'm going to be Mavatim. So we look at it, no, Hashem had Rachmonis. He was Posach Abot the Abbasinim and Mitzrayim, Benogbus Matrenu, and Benogbu Esmatrayim Esmatinu Itzil, and Hashem says, no, it's about Chag HaMatzos. Okay? And that's where we have the famous Vart. The Maisa of Eliyoman asked Rav Chaim Kanevsky, I mentioned this Vart, and Rav Chaim said, yeah, it applies to all the Moedim as well. But he was a Masbir, and Darosikh, he just says, yes, it applies to all the Moedim, doesn't explain. And I'll mention him tonight, we'll get a little bit to the other Moedim, we'll talk about at least two other instances. But what is intriguing is, we have a Gemara, and this is what the Baditchver, he even cites the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Where do we already have a precedent for such a Musa, for such a concept? And now we do have it in various places in Chumash. The Meshech Chochm himself discusses it in Parshas Emor. Meshech Chochm we discussed in the past that when Shabbos coincides with Rosh Hashanah, and because of the Gezerah, Chav Tes Amud Beis, for the Berger Rosh Hashanah, because Gezerah, the Rabbah Shem, Yav Arenu, the Amish, the Rabbah, Frek the Meshech Chochm, because one Yid, who might go and carry the shofar to learn from Inyan HaMakir to blow the shofar, he would have passed this, he would think he would have prepared beforehand. And maybe a Chashash Rocha, he's going to go, we're going to be Mavat there on the mitzvahs Hayom, the mitzvah Darais of the whole Inyan. Our Hashanah to sign him off, we'll remember shofar. That's how it brings all the Hatzfilas up to the Meshach Chokhmah. But what? From our perspective, it's not about us. We're ready to be Mavat there on all the milas of the shofars, that no Yid is going to be Pogay Mekadushas of Shabbos, and that the Avishter Shabbos, which is Kedushosa, Kibia Vakaimo, Avish to rest in Vayana Beva Shvi, we to rest in day number 7. Azak the Meshachoka, that's more important. We're going to be Meshabeah, and that no one's going to mess up the Avish to Shabbos. And rather than give up a Shaifer, I said, what's going to take the place? Azak the Meshachok, Mahagufa. And the very fact that the Avish sees that we're willing to be Mavater on all the myriad mindless that the Shaifer does for us, Acharak, to sanctify his and preserve the sanctity of his Kedushosa Shabbos. That's the schus that's going to be Matzalos. In the same breath as Zuk the Ramei of Simcha, that's the same shtick of Torah in Rav Hirsch, and then it's even others discuss it as well. Parshas Matos, Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu a tziboy. Nekom nikmas b'nei Yisrael. Look at the bizoyan. Abenos Moav, Abenos Midjan, look what they did to you, the disgrace that they caused to Klai Yisrael. Nirkom Nikmas, when they seek vengeance for what they did to Klai Yisrael, Moshe Meinu, and without being given Rashus, he turns the tables, and he says, Nirkom Nikmas Hashem, this isn't about us, it's about Hashem, Frek the Meshach Chochm, and the other before, what gives them the right to be Mashan and the Tzivoy? Terence says, this is how we work, and this is that unique relationship of Klai Yisrael with his Abba Segula. Hashem says, I care about the Bizoyah to you, and we turn the table and say, no, fakir, do we care more, first and foremost? Barosh and Rishon about the Bizoyin to Kvodo Yizborach, to Kiddush Shmo, Amela, we say it's in a Kom Nikmas Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu says it's in a Kom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. But where is the precedent? We have it in the Gemara Brachas, first parak. Mara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and we wear tefillin. After we've been raised, the Davis too wears tefillin. What does it say in his tefillin? Look at my beautiful Klai Yisrael. Is that how Hashem gets praised with the praise of Klai Yisrael? And yes, to sin. As Hashem Amarta Yom, Hashem Mircha Yom, Hashem made us the designated one. In his eyes, Amar Lama Kershul Klai Yisrael, Tamas Yisuni Chatziba Chazbol. You made me on one chativa, one piece, one designated creator, and that's it. Ani, I will reciprocate accordingly. Vani es eschem chativa chesbolam. Atem asisuni chativa chesbolam. Shana mershva yisod shem kinyan shemachod. Zechad yochad miyuchad. And I turn the tables on you, and I say vani es es chativa chesbolam. Shenemar amikam choy yisrael agayechad baretz. The Hainu Hashem says, what do I have in my tefillin? I'm nothing about me. I look at my beautiful Klai Yisrael, amikam choy yisrael. And Klai Yisrael says, no, it's not about us. It's about Shema Yisrael. Hashem kinyan shemachod. So this is already something the Berdivcha recites the Gemara, and that already is the precedent. Now one would ask why tefillin. So a Muskarishan, you could say, well, Yisrael Hashem B'cha Es Pa'er Yishayim Emtes, and what's called the Pa'er? Per Chachal V'Shalach L'Osukim Ha'ikotan Tezvav and Ksiv Sebrachas V'cholay Per Chazu Tefillin, and that's the tone, that is the Pa'er. The Hainu, if we're going to pick one item out of all the Taiga Mitzvahs, that Be'etzem Atzmi Yusu, the Hainu in the Mitzvah itself, and we see that the Eibishter has in his tefillin the Shvach of the Klai Yisrael, and in our tefillin we have the shachar. Where is it in tefillin? Again, pasha pshat. This is a bechira pair. This is pair chacham shalacha. If you want to illustrate the manifest, the musar go pair. Hashem gets his pair through Klai Yisrael, and we got our breath through. So that's the muskarishim. The finiest I do know. And the end of the day, we'll get to the other yom tovim a little bit at least. But where's the musag? We have the grow. We have the tzaddik. We have the benichur. And what do they beikar say the musag? Where chagamatzis versus pesach? Amela, what happened in the very same record, the same backdrop, the same scenery of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when Hashem passed over the houses in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and instead of calling it Chag HaMatzis about how we ran out of Mitzrayim and we didn't wait for the Mitzrayim, we listened to Eibishter. Eibishter says, oh, look what happened in this night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I told you to go ahead. It's time to leave. And the end of the day, what? It's not about me, it's about the Chag HaMatzis Tishmor. And we turn the tables and say, no, Pasach Abote Yavasinim Mitzrayim, and Menachos Ratzinim Esratzinim Yitzil, Hashem passed over, and Mamela, what mitzvah did Hashem give us? And that's it, a tefillin, as we were leaving Parshas Bo, Adavka the mitzvah tefillin, what's going on, it's gevaldik, Adavka couched in the context of Kufa, when we're introducing this concept in the Moadib, Eibishter says, I'm calling it Chag HaMatzis, and we instead calling it Chag HaPesach. Eibishter turns the spotlight on his beloved client, so we turn the spotlight on Hashem. Hashem says, oh, now I'm ready to give you a mitzvah when you leave. Oh, that's your perspective. It's Davka now in the mitzvah tefillin. That's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now we're going to have the mitzvah tefillin. And oh, this is where you're going to see the Dorei Doros. I'm going to write in my tefillin, Kaba Yochol. Oh, Mikam Chay Yisrael. Because I know that you're going to write in your tefillin, Shema Yisrael. Hashem Uktim Chalafini Yestaiti. That's why it's Davka and tefillin, which is the pair when we see the Eibishter takes the pair through his beloved Klai Yisrael, but Nahapuchu, we take our pair through the Eibishter. What about the other Yom Tovim? So I saw Arachayim Kineski didn't explain, but I saw a beautiful Ha'orah by Shlom Arieli and the Sefer Rapiduni B'Tapucham on the Moedim. And he says, Gavaldik, we have a kasha. It's a kasha we discussed many times. Bnei Yisoskor talks about it in his the dinner of Bnei Yisoskor in Mamori Chodesh Tishrei and Maimer Tesanos Aleph. He asked the kasha, why do we call him a Sechah Sukkah? And the end of the day, Eibishter says, Chagas Sukkas Tasel Lachot, it's a Yantam of Sukkis. Here's the Masechta, Daphne and Vah, 56, really 55 blah, revolved around what? Around the Yantam of Sukkis. Frank the Bnei Yisoskor, let's call him a Sechah Sukkis. Frank the Smichas Chachamim. Writes the Smich Chomin is Agdama Smich Chomer and Avtoli Katz and Avtoli Kohen Tzedek to Skedusha Brocha Amaseches Brochas. He's a Gavaldig, a very lengthy Agdama, and he talks about the Shemus Amasechtes. And he asks Sifaker, he says, if the Masech is called Sukkah, and why did the Torah call the Yontif Chag HaSukkos? And why not call it Chag HaSukkah? It's about sitting in a Sukkah. We only sit in one Sukkah. What's going on over here? So we wanted to suggest years ago, Basukas Teshus, and the end of the day, call it Basukah Teshus, sit in a Sukkah. Each one is looking at from the other way. The Fiend is Daiti, it's very Geshmak, Machlaikis, and Sukkah, Yeralaf, Amabes, Lozar. And Rabbi Akiva, again, different yourselves. Ayin Rabbi Yishaya picks Hara, Zitzukis Mamish, is an Ananiak of the Phineas Daiti, and the Taruya Chagasukis. We have the Machlaikas, Rashi, the Ramban, the Kleoker, everyone gets into the foray. What's the Pshuto Shemikra? Is it Ananiak of the Zitzukis Mamish? Akoponet. Chagasukis says you're sitting in a sukkah. There are two in Yonim in the sukkah. There's the sukkah Mamish, and then there's the Zecha Ananiak of the two at the very beginning of the Bach, another Achroinim pointed out, even though we have a Machlaikas, Mitzvahs, Kamanitri, when you're sitting in the sukkah, you have to be thinking why he goes out of his way the tour. And he's passing lozer that it's sukkah skinning and a cover. Why? Because you got to be thinking about an undercover when you're sitting in a sukkah. And the other day, but I have an undercover and I have a sukkah. But the Masechta doesn't deal with an undercover. That's the Ebershter to deal with an undercover. What do we call the Masechas? It revolves around the heart. It revolves around not Chagasukos. It revolves around the Chagasukah. It's discussing primarily, and we're not talking about an undercover. We're talking about the sukkah. Mamela, we call it sukkah. And the Sukkah says, and we have, of course, the remez that we wanted bedafka sukkah, and to highlight that sukkah is gematria 91, and the tziruf of havaya and anus, havaya 26, with anus 65, 25, 26, 91, and gematria sukkah. Okay, but he also has history roots in a lot of different shukkah. Listen to the rapadini v'tepuchim. He says, gemaldik, says, and we have sukkah mitzarechon, we have chag sukkahs. He says, Mamela, let's take the Kedushas Levi, let's take the Berdichever, the Gra. And Rav Tzadik Vayter, he just works with the Berdichever, but the others say it as well. And he says, Gavaldik, Abister says, what's it called? Chagasukas. What is Hashem going to focus on? Am I another cover? No, look at my Klayasol. Lechte Acharai, Bamidba, Beretz Lozerua. And they're sitting in a regular heart, in a regular town, they're being Samech on the Mitochen, Gavaldik. And my mind, I'm giving you a Yadav, look at my beloved, cherished Klayasol, Chagasukas, look at the Mitochen. And we say, oh, it's not about the sukkahs, it's about the sukkah formed by the Nadia covered. That's what the Yavister gave to us, sukkah. And our minds, we're only going to call it Masecha Sukkah. And we're not going to call it Masecha Sukkah, that's our opportunity with Tapuchet. And as we wind down the 15 minutes, and we don't have time to get into everything, but let's just go to Rosh Hashanah. And we call it Masecha Rosh Hashanah. Frank the opportunity with Tapuchet. Yavister says it's Yom Teruah, it's Zichron Teruah. As to call it Masecha Teruah. What's going on over here? Why do we call Masechus Rosh Hashanah? Teretz says, what's the Teruah for? Rosh Hashanah Tesayinam and Aleph. Uba Meba Shoifer. Iber Lefani Machiyos Kedish Shetam Liyochoni Aleichem. Adza Chonos Kedish Shetal Azechonechem Lefonai. Uba Meba Shoifer. Which is Marame Yizakedis Yitzchak Kilo Akarit HaMasatzuchem Lefonai. Adza Weaver the Shofer Meilu Shay Yitzchak. Abis just says, this Yotiv's not about me. I want you to blow the Shoifer. Remind me of Akedis Yitzchak. On the horn from the Isle of Yitzchak. It's about what you did. Kilo Akarit HaMasatzuch on the phone, Abister, we can't do that. It's not about us. It's not Masechas Yom HaTruah Zichron Teruah. It's Masechas Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, the beginning of your mouth. It's the beginning of the world that you created. We turn the spotlight on the Abister. Abister turns the spotlight on us. That's the way it always is. That's the way it's always got to be. And we're always being Mishmech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Abister's Mishmech and the Shvach and the Pair of Klai Yisrael. Reminder tonight. Now the schus of hearing Rabbi Neuberger, and a little bit myself, 8:15 to 9:15, men and women back here in the base midrash Shemitz Hashem, 8:15 to 9:15, half hour, two back to back, pre sukkah shiurim, and then we have a marav, and then we have a tehillim. Unfortunately, a kenneth tehillim 9:30 to 10. Anyone who could join for a young woman who is in serious need of a serious refuah shalema, that'll be 9:30 to 10, and there'll be yet another marav at 10 o'clock tonight. I'm wishing everyone a good kvittel, a good erev yantav, atzloch with all the achanas, and a gemaldiga yantav Shabbos chol moed ahead. Kaddish, please.